This is the fourth year in a row of below average rainfall, which has created moderate to extreme drought conditions throughout the state. Bill McDonald of the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California says new restrictions should save a precious resource that is drying up.
Right now, we rely on a lot of snow and rain, and that's not happening.
Some of the state's water comes from Northern California and moves through aqueducts to the farm-rich Central Valley and water-hungry cities in the south. Farms use 80% of the state's water to produce much of the nation's fruit, vegetables, and nuts. Farming is largely exempt from the new restrictions, but many farms have already seen their water allocations cut to zero. They pump groundwater for crops and eventually will face more limitations in using it. Analyst Katrin Chappell of the Public Policy Institute of California says the public wants stronger conservation measures.
Our recent survey asked the question, do you think local and state government is doing enough about the drought? And we saw the majority say no.
Among new measures already in place, restaurants will face fines if they offer water to customers who have not asked for it. At this restaurant in Los Angeles, owner Gilberto Satina says the rule will save more than just drinking water.
It's the water, it's the ice, the electricity you use to make the ice, the cup when you get the water, or if you use glasses, the water you use to wash the glass.
Californians say they want to help.
We could just do what we can. We turn off the water in between brushing our teeth.
Major water users, such as golf courses, will face new restrictions, and local communities are drawing up rules to reach the 25% reduction by next year. Homeowners are being paid to tear out grass and put in drought-tolerant native plants, and to install efficient drip irrigation systems, says Bill McDonald.
And that's the future. That's where we're going, because putting drinking water on a landscape that's ornamental is not a good use of resources.
Other new restrictions will be coming for businesses, public agencies, and residents. Local communities and utility companies are toughening restrictions under prodding from the state and imposing tougher fines for violators of outdoor watering rules. Analysts say there is no single solution to the state's water shortage, but that education, better planning, and stricter conservation can help the state get through its periodic droughts. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.